This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد إخوتي في الله، فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة كل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in the midst of a lot of young people nowadays, you will notice and you will realize that some of the brothers and the sisters in a certain age, or I should say in a certain stage in their iman and their progress in Islam, they are going through that stage feeling a little bit disappointed with the status of the Ummah, the status of the Muslims in general. But one thing that we all need to understand and comprehend is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected this deen for us till today. And Allah will protect this deen until the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, regardless of the number of the people who are against it and the number of people who are supporters of this religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those brothers and the sisters, my sincere advice would be, do not stress out of that, do not stress on that, and do not be concerned about it. And when I say do not be concerned about it, I don't mean you should lack off or you should relax concerning your Islam. But I mean, you do what is in your ability and capacity, and then leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must acknowledge and you must learn that the izzah, the honor, is for this ummah and the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To illustrate, I will take you back to the beginning of this da'wah. We will all go back and we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions of the city of Mecca at the beginning of this deen. Ikhwati fillah, in the early stages of this deen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in the city of Makkah for 13 years. He was with the mushrikeen of Makkah. He would be going, walking through the street of the city of Makkah. He would purchase from the marketplaces of the city of Makkah, and he would walk into the Masjid al-Haram and pray the salah in front of everyone. And Allah protected him subhanahu wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah yaqul, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ بَلَّغْ الرَّسُولِ بَلَّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ حَتَّى قَالَ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah will protect you from him. But there's another hadith in Sahih Muslim min hadith Abi Hurairah. قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أبو جهل أي يعفر محمد وجهه بين أظهركم؟ قالوا نعم. قال لئن رأيته يفعل ذلك. قال واللات والعزى. لئن رأيته يفعل ذلك لأضعن على عنقه ولو عفرن وجهه في التراب. Abu Jahl, the Fir'aun of this ummah, according to the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, said to the people, أَيُعَفِّرُ مُحَمَّدٌ وَجَّهُ بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِكُمْ. Does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does this man put his face on the dirt in front of you and all of you watching and allow him to do this? The reply and the response of the people was yes. قَالَ وَاللَّاتِ وَالْعُزَّى. I swear by Allah وَالْعُزَّى. He swore by his God. لَإِن رَأَيْتُهُ يَفَعَلُ ذَلِكَ. If I see this man doing this, meaning praying in front of the people, making sujood, I will put my foot on his neck, or I will rub his head, and I will rub it against the dirt and the dust of the ground. فَأَتَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُصَلِّي. And he came to Rasulullah in the state of salah. زَعَمْ لَيَطَعَ عَلَىٰ عُنِقِ. This cab he claimed that he will put his foot on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا فَاجَعُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يَنْكُسُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ وَيَتَّقِي بِيَدَيْهِ فَقِيلَ لَهُ مَا لَكَ قَالَ إِنَّ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ لَخَنْدَقًا مِنْ نَارٍ وَحَوْلًا وَأَجْنِحًا. He shocked them with that, surprised them with the behavior that is unusual from Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl. He went back and he started protecting his face with his hands. And the people said to him, what is wrong with you? What will you behave in such a manner? He said, between I and this man is a ditch of fires and fire and flame. وَحَوْلٌ وَأَجْنِحَ. And very terrifying wings and things that I cannot understand. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَوْ دَنَا مِنِّي لَاخْتَطَفَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عُضْوًا عُضْوًا. صلى الله عليه وسلم said, had this man walked any closer, the malaika will rip him apart. They will kill him on the spot. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى إِنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَى أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَى أَوْ أَمَرَ بِالتَّقْوَى أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى حَتَّى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ إِخْوَتِي فِي اللَّهِ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal this ayat, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Nay, verily, man transgress all the bounds, all the limits. أَرْرَآهُ. When he felt and he thought that he's sufficient, he's self-sufficient from Allah. And that he has no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حتى until Allah finished that surah. تقدم يا إخوتي في الله. And give your brothers such space. In this hadith, يا إخوتي في الله, you will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Muhammad in his life. And Allah continued protecting him until he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at what happened to this man, Aba Jahl, the man that was known, Aba al-Hakam according to the Mushrikeen, the father of wisdom. The man that the people used to protect him, used to love him, used to respect him. When the ulama, the mu'arrikhin, when they're describing this man, they said this man was so huge, so big, that when he's walking towards the crowd, the people would think a whole tree walked towards those crowds. And on the day of Badr, ya ikhwati fillah, on the day of Badr, when Iblis on the shave of Suraqah bin Malik, when he fled from them and he said, Inni ara ma la taraun, I see that which you cannot see, I fear my Lord. And then Utbah, wa Shayba, when Walid, all of them were killed, Aba Jahl turned to the Mushrikeen and he started giving them khutbah. And he said to them, قَالَ لَا يُخْذِلَنَّكُمْ سُرَاقَةُ بِنْ مَالِكِ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَى مِعَادِهِ مَعَ مُحَمَّدِ. He said, don't be disappointed with the behavior of Suraqah. He was indeed in a deal with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا يُحَوِّلَنَّكُمْ. And don't be terrified, don't be afraid by the kill or what happened to Utbah, Shayba and Al-Walid. قال ولا ألفين رجل منكم يقتل رجلا منهم. And he said, none of you should kill any of the Muslims. بل أخذوهم أخذا حتى نريهم سوء صنيعهم. He said, no, capture them one after another. Do not kill them, because we will show them the evil of the deeds. The evil of their deeds, subhanAllah. يقول عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه, I'm looking at this man like a mountain. I'm looking at this man like a mountain. And I looked to my right and to my left, and I saw just a little boy on my right and another boy to my left. فقلت في نفسي, I said to myself, these two little kids, they cannot defend you. They cannot do anything for you. They cannot protect you. He said, while I was thinking about this, looking at the Fir'aun of this ummah, قال أحدهم, one of them said, سِرًّا عَنْ صَاحِبِهِ. Here's the one, his companions on the other side, to hear what he's told, what he's telling me. فَقَالَ يَا أَمَّا. Listen to this. قَالَ يَا أَمَّا أَتَعْرِفُ أَبَا جَهْلٍ. يَا أَمَّا, just a little kid, do you know how Aba Jahl looks like? And Aba Jahl is right in front of them like a mountain, but they don't know him. فَقُلْتُ يَا ابْنَ أَخِي وَمَا تَصْنَعُ بِأَبَا جَهْلٍ. What are you going to do with Aba Jahl? You're nothing but just a little kid. You're nothing but a teenager. You're nothing but a child. What can you do to Abu Jahl? قال يا عم رسمعت أنه كان يسب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في مكة والله لا يفارق سواد سواده حتى يكون الموت لأعجلنا. He said, والله my eyes would not leave his eye until one of us dies. For whom? For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no business transaction between these two individuals. Abu Jahl never did anything wrong personal to this kid. He did not do anything wrong to anyone from the family of that child. But he did it for whom? For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال والله لا يفارق سواده سواد سواد. والله my eyes will not leave his eyes until one of us is dead. قال فتعجبت من قوله. I was shocked. I was amazed. I was surprised. A child, a young boy, making such a statement. And he said, while I was in that state, the other child brought me from the other end and he told me exactly the same thing. فَقُلْتُ لَهُمَا أَلَا تَرَيَانْ. Don't you see? هَهُوَ صَاحِبُكُمْ. This is your companion. This is the man that you're asking about. قَالَ فَتَسَابَقَ. They were like a shot. They were like a bullet. They were just running, racing one another to reach this man. And one of them is telling his story. He said, when I got to him, for Allah, indeed this man is like a tree. It's like a mountain so big, and the people surrounding him. I got to him, and the least that I was that I could do to this man is to cut his foot. He said, I striked him and I cut his foot. He said, what I did this, wallahi, it felt a branch of fall from a tree. He said, but his son Ikrimah, radiyallahu anhu, was behind me and I didn't see him. And he hit me with his sword. But he didn't cut my arm. He didn't cut my arm. I lost my arm, but my arm was still hanging. Only tissue, muscles, but no bone. قَالَ فَقَاتَلْتُ عَامَ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Most of that day, I was fighting, and my arm is dragging behind me. Subhanallah. قَالَ حَتَّى آبَتْنِي. Until I was disturbed with this part of my body hanging from my body. And he said, look at this, subhanallah. He said, I kneeled down and I stepped on my hand that is half cut and I got up. And it tore the muscles, the nerve, the skin, and I left it there. He said, wallahi, it bothered me. Part of this young man bothered him, subhanAllah. For whom? For what he was trying to do for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these two little kids kill Abu Jahl, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال من يأتيني بخبر Abu Jahl. Who will bring me the news and tell me what happened to Abu Jahl? So the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went away to search and look for Abu Jahl. And who found him? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. Abu Jahl is lying down. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud could not carry this man to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to his size. So he said, I lift his beard so I can cut his throat. But lo and behold, the man is still alive. And he said, Ya Ghulam, O young boy, he's talking to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. I said to him, قَبَّحَكَ اللَّهُ, Allah has disgraced you today. And he replied and said, why would you say this? I am not the first man who died for his people. Why would you say this? And then he turned, and the لِمَنِ الدَّائِرَةُ الْيَوْمِ, who won today? Who became victorious? قُلْتُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ, Allah and His Messenger. And I put my foot on his chest. فَقَالَ يَا غُلَامْ لَقَدْ صَعَدْتَ مَرْتَعًا يَا غُلَامْ, he said, oh young boy, you put your foot in a very high rank. You're not in good enough to put your foot on my chest. And then he said, I cut his head and I dragged it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال الله أكبر الله أكبر نصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أريني بدن, show me his body. قال and I took صلى الله عليه وسلم to show the body of أبا جهل, to show the body of أبا جهل. This was the man that said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُعَفِّرُ مُحَمَّدٍ وَجْهًا بَيْنَ أَخْوِيكُمْ أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ مَا لِلُكْمَ اسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I understand the stress that these young people nowadays going through. I understand the concern that they have in their hearts and minds. And I would like for us to understand also the importance of maintaining and protecting the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikhwati fillah, Islam is not only a religion that is in the books. Islam should be something that is practical in our daily life. And every day that we go and every day that passes, we should also, as a Muslims, progress, be better, improve ourselves, become a better person than you were yesterday. And by adding this value in our life, then I guarantee you that you and I, inshallah, we will reach the destination that has been decreed for us بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى, which is جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض وعدة للمتقين. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, his family members got together and they had mashura and they said, this old man needs to change his diet, needs to eat better, needs to dress better, needs to change his lifestyle. So his sons and children sat him down and they said, we decided that you should have better diet and better lifestyle. قَالَ أَهَكَذَا رَأَيْتُمْ, is this how you see it? They said, yes. He said, وَاللَّهِ, I can be that person that you wish me to be. However, تَرَكْتُ صَاحِبَي يَنِيلُ هَذَا الْجَبَّ, I left two of my companions on the path, on a road, and I'm afraid if I don't follow their footsteps, I may not be able to reach them. And he's talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. So ikhwati fillah, if we want to reach our destination, alaykum bil jaddah, you stay on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect this deen, not with your statement only, but also with your actions. Let the people know that you are Muslim. Let them know that you are Muslim, belonging to this religion. You are a mu'min who is willing to defend the deen of Allah and the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي فاستغفروه وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله. And the people said to him, what is wrong with you? What will you behave in such a manner? He said, between I and this man is a ditch of fires and fire and flames. وَحَوْلٍ وَأَجْنِحَ And very terrifying wings. And things that I cannot understand. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَوْ دَنَا مِنِّي لَاخْتَطَفَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عُضْوًا عُضْوًا صلى الله عليه وسلم said, had this man walked any closer, the malaika would rip him apart. They would kill him on the spot. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى إِنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَى أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَى أَوْ أَمَرَ بِالتَّقْوَى أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى حَتَّى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal this ayat, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى Nay, verily, man transgressed all the bounds, all the limits, أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى When he felt and he thought that he's sufficient, he's self-sufficient from Allah. And that he has no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حتى أن ترى الله finish that surah. تقدم يا إخوتي في الله. And give your brothers his face. In this hadith, يا إخوتي في الله, you will understand that Allah سبحانه وتعالى protected Muhammad in his life. And Allah continued protecting him until he died. صلى الله عليه وسلم. But look at what happened to this man. Abu Jahl. The man that was known Abu al-Hakam according to the Mushrikeen. The father of wisdom. The man that the people used to protect him, used to love him, used to respect him. When the ulama, the mu'arrikhin, would be describing this man, they said this man was so huge, so big, that when he's walking towards the crowd, the people would think a whole tree walked towards those crowd. And on the day of Badr, ya ikhwati fillah, on the day of Badr, when he leased on the shave of Suraqah bin Malik, when he fled from them and he said, Inni ara ma la taraun, I see that which you cannot see, I fear my Lord. And then Utbah, Washayba, Walid, all of them were killed. Abu Jahl turned to the Mushrikeen. And he started giving them khutbah. And he said to them, قَالَ لَا يُخْذِلَنَّكُمْ سُوَاقَةُ بِنْ مَالِكِ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَى مِعَادِهِ مَعَ مُحَمَّدٍ He said, don't be disappointed with the behavior of Surah. He was indeed in a deal with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا يُحَوِّلَنَّكُمْ And don't be terrified. Don't be afraid by the kill or what happened to Utbah, Shaybah and Al-Walid. قَالَ وَلَا أَلْفَيَنَّ رَجُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَقْتُلُ رَجُلًا مِّنْهُمْ And he said, none of you should kill any of the Muslims. بَلْ أَخُذُوهُمْ أَخْذًا حَتَّى نُرِيهِمْ سُوءَ صَنِعِهِمْ He said, no, capture them, one after another. Do not kill them, because we will show them the evil of the deeds. The evil of their deeds, subhanAllah. يقول عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه I'm looking at this man like a mountain. I'm looking at this man like a mountain. And I looked to my right and to my left. And I saw just a little boy on my right and another boy to my left. فَقُمْتُ فِي نَفْسِي I said to myself, these two little kids cannot defend you. They cannot do anything for you. They cannot protect you. He said, while I was thinking about this, looking at the Fir'aun of this ummah, قَالَ أَحَدُهُمْ One of them said, سِرًّا عَنْ صَاحِبِهِ He doesn't want his companions on the other side to hear what he's told, what he's telling me. فَقَالَ يَا أَمَّا Listen to this. قَالَ يَا أَمَّا أَتَعْرِفُ أَبَا جَهْلٍ يَا أَمَّا Just a little kid. Do you know how Abu Jahl looks like? And Abu Jahl is right in front of them like a mountain, but they don't know him. فقلت يا ابن أخي وما تصنع بأبا جهل What are you going to do with Abu Jahl? You're nothing but just a little kid. You're nothing but a teenager. You're nothing but a child. What can you do to Abu Jahl? قال يا عم رسمعت أنه كان يسب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في مكة ووالله لا يفارق سواد سواده حتى يكون الموت لأعجلنا He said والله my eyes would not leave his eye until one of us dies For whom? For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no business transaction between these two individuals. Abu Jahl never did anything wrong personal to this kid. He did not do anything wrong to anyone from the family of that child. But he did it for whom? For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال والله لا يفارق سواده سواد سواد والله my eyes will not leave his eye until one of us is dead قال فتعجبت من قولي I was shocked I was amazed I was surprised a child a young boy making such a statement and he said while I was in that state The other child brought me from the other end and he told me exactly the same thing. فَقُلْتُ لَهُمَا أَلَا تَرَيَانْ Don't you see? هَهُوَ صَاحِبُكُمْ This is your companions. This is the man that you're asking about. قَالَ فَتَسَابَقَ They were like a shot. They were like a bullet. They were just running, racing one another to reach this man. And one of them is telling his story. He said, when I got to him, for Allah, indeed this man is like a tree. It's like a mountain so big and the people surrounding him. I got to him and the least that I was that I could do to this man is to cut his foot. He said, I striked him and I cut his foot. He said, what I did is, did this, wallahi, it felt a branch of fall from a tree. He said, but his son, Ikrimah, radiyallahu anhu, was behind me, I didn't see him. And he hit me with his sword. But he didn't cut my arm. He didn't cut my arm. I lost my arm, but my arm was still hanging. Only tissue, muscles, but no bone. قَالَ فَقَاتَلْتُ عَامَ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ Most of that day, I was fighting, and my arm is dragging behind me. Subhanallah. قَالَ حَتَّى آبَتْنِي Until I was disturbed with this part of my body hanging from my body. And he said, look at this, Subhanallah. He said, I kneeled down and I stepped on my hand that is half cut and I got up. And it tore the muscles, the nerve, the skin, and I left it there. He said, "Wallahi, it bothered me." Part of this young man bothered him, subhanAllah. For whom? For what he was trying to do for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these two little kids kill Aba Jahl, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال من يأتيني بخبر أبا جهل. Who will bring me the news and tell me what happened to Aba Jahl? So the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went away to search and look for Aba Jahl. And who found him? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. Aba Jahl is lying down. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud could not carry this man to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to his size. So he said, "I lift his beard so I can cut his throat." But lo and behold, the man is still alive. And he said, "Ya ghulam, oh young boy," he's talking to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, "I said to him, qabbahak Allah, Allah has disgraced you today." And he replied, said, "Why would you say this? I am not the first man who died for his people. Why would you say this?" And then he turned and said, "Liman al-da'iratul yawm?" Who won today? Who became victorious? قُلْتُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ, Allah and His Messenger. And I put my foot on his chest. فَقَالَ يَا غُلَامْ لَقَدْ سَعَدْتَ مَرْتَعًا يَا غُلَامْ. He said, "Oh young boy, you put your foot in a very high rank. You're not in good enough to put your foot on my chest." And then he said, "I cut his head and I dragged it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." فَقَالَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ نصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أريني بدن, show me his body. قال, and I took صلى الله عليه وسلم to show the body of Aba Jahl, to show the body of Aba Jahl. This was the man that said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أيعفر محمد وجه بين أخوكم. أقول ما تسمع واستغفر ما لكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I understand the stress that these young people nowadays going through. I understand the concern that they have in their hearts and mind. And I would like for us to understand also the importance of maintaining and protecting the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikhwati fillah, Islam is not only a religion that is in the books. Islam should be something that is practical in our daily life. And every day that we go and every day that passes, we should also, as a Muslims, progress, be better, improve ourselves, become a better person than you were yesterday. And by adding this value in our life, then I guarantee you that you and I, inshallah, we will reach the destination that has been decreed for us bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Jannat arha samawati wal ard wa iddata lil muttaqeen. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. His family members got together and they had mashura and they said, this old man needs to change his diet. Needs to eat better, needs to dress better, needs to change his lifestyle. So his sons and children sat him down and they said, we decided that you should have better diet and better lifestyle. قَالَ أَهَكَذَا رَأَيْتُمْ Is this how you see? They said, yes. He said, وَاللَّهِ I can be that person that you wish me to be. However, تَرَكْتُ صَاحِبَ يَنِيرُ هَذَا الْجَبْهَ I left two of my companions on a path, on a road. And I'm afraid if I don't follow their footsteps, I may not be able to reach them. And he's talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. So ikhwati fillah, if we want to reach our destination, alaykum bil jaddah. Stay on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect this deen, not with your statement only, but also with your actions. Let the people know that you are Muslim. Let them know that you are Muslim belonging to this religion. You are a mu'min who is willing to defend the deen of Allah and the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي فاستغفروه وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله.